The bullying of junior doctors by their medical superiors in Australian teaching hospitals has now seen a third Sydney hospital unit lose its training accreditation. The College of Intensive Care Medicine has stripped St George Hospital's ICU of the right to train young doctors because of concerns for their welfare. The New South Wales Health Minister says it's a problem that extends well beyond his state to the entire country. So what exactly are Australia's trainee doctors putting up with? Isabel Rowe has our report.
Ben Bravery is on the ward today as a medical intern at a Western Sydney hospital. He's treated well now, but an experience during his placement made him aware of just how endemic bullying is in the medical profession. It drove him to become an advocate for young doctors.
My own experience was bullying, where I was singled out by a senior doctor with vast power, who referred to me by a derogatory term and never actually used my name, would humiliate me in front of colleagues, would gesticulate wildly when I got answers incorrect.
That behaviour, he says, is common at many hospitals.
I've lost count of the kind of inappropriate behaviour I've just described that I might see a couple of times a day or a few times a week.
The problem appears to be rife in the New South Wales health system. The St George Hospital has become the third to be stripped of its training accreditation for young doctors. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard acknowledges the problem, but says it's not just his state.
I've already spoken to a number of the colleges and indicated to them that I am very concerned, as are other health ministers around the country, that colleges have not taken a proactive stance, a sufficiently proactive stance, to advise their senior members that what occurred 30 and 40 years ago in training young doctors is no longer acceptable in the 21st century.
Westmead Hospital is also not allowed to take on intensive care trainees, and the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital had its accreditation for cardiothoracic interns removed in November. In the latest ban, St George Hospital Intensive Care Unit is prevented from taking on any more trainees after the current placement is finished. The College of Intensive Care Medicine won't say exactly what sparked its decision, other than it's concerned about the culture. Ben Bravery says culture problems are systemic in the profession.
I think the days of doctors throwing scalpels across the room and physically abusing juniors, those days are gone. But what we see now is kind of entrenched microaggression and hostility.
Trevor Chan is the co-chair of the St George Hospital's Clinical Council. He wants to assure patients the ICU is working normally.
The department is fully operational and appropriately staffed and will continue to provide the highest quality care for patients.
But he admits the inability to train junior doctors in the long term will be a problem.
And that's why it's of high priority to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
While the removal of training accreditation at hospitals creates headaches for young doctors who are already there, Ben Bravery is encouraged by the changing culture.
What's changed is now that society is moving on, power structures are coming down, and it's no longer acceptable for people who traditionally sat at the top of those chains to behave in any way that they see fit. I think across society, including healthcare, people are much more accountable for what they say and what they do.
From what you see and hear about other hospitals in New South Wales and other states, do you think that this will continue to happen or happen again, that an accreditation is taken away because of behaviour?
I think recent decisions by the colleges around accreditation are very exciting from a junior doctor perspective. We're seeing signals from the very top of our training pathway that unacceptable behaviour and bullying are no longer acceptable, and nor will they be tolerated.
That's medical intern and advocate for young doctors, Ben Bravery, speaking to Isabel Rowe.